So the big question is this: how can you get from point A, living a life of constant struggle, going through the motions as if you're just breathing to death, thinking that this is as good as my life will ever get, to point C, where you are living the life that you dream about, living life on your terms, full of quality health and happiness, where you have reached your true potential? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Austin Blanchfield, and welcome to Your One Lifestyle. Hey, what is up, my One Lifestyle family? Austin Blanchfield coming at you with podcast episode today, number 30. Woo, getting up there. Love doing these episodes for you all. I hope you're finding a lot of value with them. Biggest thing that I want to mention here before I get started into today's topic is, with all of these episodes, with all of this stuff, this value that I'm able to provide to you based upon health, wellness, living a life to your fullest, based upon your one lifestyle, none of this matters whatsoever if you do not apply it into your life. The ones that apply it, the ones that take action, are the ones that make a difference. You know, this can go in one ear and out the other, and you could just live your life like you did yesterday and the day before that and the day before that, living comfortable in your own little bubble, doing exactly what you did and expecting different results just by listening. And that, my friends, is the definition of insanity. And we've all heard that before, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Same thing about hearing, okay? If you're just hearing different things and expecting different results, but you aren't taking action, if you aren't making that change in your life and actually applying it into your life, then you know what? You're gonna live exactly how you lived a minute before you listen to that. Then listen to that value, okay? So be sure that all of this stuff that you're listening to, and doesn't have to be my mentorship, my coaching, the value that I'm giving you on this podcast, but just anything that you consume that is positive, that can help your growth and your development as a person, in any way in your life, apply it, okay? You know, there's the people that hear about going to the gym and then the people that actually go to the gym. Who makes a difference in their lives? The people that go to the gym, the people that take action, okay? So do it, make a difference, not just for yourself, but your loved ones, those around you, your family. Okay, take that action, take those steps to be able to make a difference, okay? So I just wanted to preempt that because that is so important. You know what? I just want to talk about that today. Let's just talk about that because that's an important topic, is being able to take action in your life, okay? You know, I, for the longest time, just listened and listened and listened to things, different value, different things about health, and I never applied it in my life, and I got so frustrated because I learned all sorts of stuff beneficial for me getting better, for me making the right steps to be on the right track with my health, with living an overall wellness lifestyle. And I was getting frustrated. I was getting so frustrated because I have all of this information in my brain, right? I consumed all of it, years upon years of information, and I wasn't even applying it. Or I would apply it a little bit here and there, but that's one thing when it comes to action, is there is the aspect of when you're taking action, it has to be consistent action, consistent, dedicated action that's repetitious, that's over and over and over, okay? You can't expect to consume something, to be able to take in amazing value, do it for one day, and expect your life to change. That's just not how it works. And it's so tough because I know we live in a world of instant gratification where we want things to happen right now for us. If we make a change, if we do something in our life, we expect a result. We have high expectations. We place these unrealistic expectations on the value that we consume to be able to give us the results that we dream of right away. That's just not how it works. I mean, you hear all the time of all these like gurus and coaches all the time on the internet saying, oh, get rich quick, right? Like make seven figures off of this one PDF that I'm going to send you. and we're so quick to like consume that and to receive that. And we expect, we place these high expectations on this material that we consume, this value that we consume, to make this change right away. And that's just unrealistic. So when you are taking action, don't just take action for one day or just one time, whatever goal that you have in mind. Don't just take action once, first off. So it needs to be consistent, repetitious, over and over, consistent, dedicated action. And don't have expectations. Don't have these high expectations. You can have the goal in your mind, have that set goal that you're striving for, that you're trying to achieve with your action plan. But don't place such high expectations, unrealistic expectations. So whenever you're creating your goals, and I talked about this in one of my episodes when it comes to SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T. If you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it because that's really important. That's going to be super important when it comes to creating your resolutions for this year, your resolutions to start a revolution. Think about those SMART goals. So you've got, whenever you're making it, it has to be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time specific. Okay. So don't think that, you know, for one of your goals, if say you're wanting to generate more wealth, generate more income for yourself, you have to make it realistic, obviously, right? It can't be going from making absolutely nothing to $1 million the following day. You know, you make it more time specific, realistic, something that's going to be attainable for you. $1 million can be attainable, but just take in the other components when it comes to creating those SMART goals. So really with that, taking that action, the consistent, dedicated, repetitious action, make sure it's going to be, those SMART goals are going to be involved with that. That's going to be realistic, attainable. It's going to be specific. There's a time component. It's going to be measurable as well. And that's going to just help you achieve your one lifestyle a lot faster. If you want to achieve your one lifestyle, you aren't going to achieve it by just sitting on your butt, doing nothing, listening to great things, listening to this podcast. Okay, you have to get out there and do it. You have to get out there and take action. Okay, take action, take ownership, take control of your life and what you want for it, and make it happen. Okay, so that is my podcast episode for today. All about action. Get out there, make it happen, get it done, and you're going to make a difference whenever you start doing that. All right, so that is my episode for today. Hope you enjoyed it, and I will catch you on the next podcast. If you enjoyed it, be sure to share with your friends and families. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe, and you can go to AustinBlanchfield.com or even onelifestyle.com if you want to learn more, if you want to get more value when it comes to living your one lifestyle. And yeah, you're going to have a fantastic week. I just know it. It's going to be awesome. You're going to have an awesome day full of action going forward. All right. So take care. Love you all. See you on the next episode. Okay. You are awesome. You know that? I just want to thank you for being on this episode to Living Your One Lifestyle. And remember, you're just one lifestyle away. You are just one step from living life on your terms, from living the life that you dream about, full of quality health, full of happiness. Go to onelifestyle.com. That's W-O-N, lifestyle.com, to get started today. My name is Austin Blanchfield. Thank you so much, and I will see you next time.